20 minutes, 36 seconds. Weiss is very specific. 20 minutes, 36 seconds, eh? Hi, guys. So, I am going to be working on a song for Dave Weiss's Sun, Moon, and Stars app. So, I figured I might as well just stream it. I have to make it 20 minutes and 36 seconds long. Because Weiss is very specific with his apps. So he just told me he wanted it kind of like upbeat and passionate. So here we go. So I'm not going to be talking to you guys for about 20 minutes and 40 seconds. And I'm going to be just using my voice memo thing here. And a lot of you guys enjoy ambient music. Tonight's your lucky night. I'm just going to be playing piano for 20 minutes and 40 seconds. And then I'm going to email it to Weiss, and he's going to put it on one of his new videos. And if anybody wants to know what I'm up to, that's it. 20 minutes is fine. No, I see it as a challenge, Weiss. And then maybe I'll do it again. Maybe you guys have some notes. There we go. I'm going to start with this. I have something called voice memos. Thank you. minutes, 39 seconds. Sweet. 20 minutes, 39 seconds. Let's take a listen. Weiss, I'll email it to you right now. Weiss, what's your email address? Weiss, yeah, Weiss made me cry with his, yeah. That was spectacular. Did you guys dig it? I did it to the second. Weiss, what's your email address? It was amazing. Thank you. That's going to be in one of the videos on his app. Yeah, and it's not jerky. And it's not, you can't just play the same thing for 20 minutes. So, like, you know, I could have just been like, the moon is not what you think it is. Like, I understand that that's a really good vibe, but you have to switch it up. It's kind of like, you know what it's kind of like. You know, you can't just go at the same pace the whole time. Wise, what's your email? I'm not going to ask you again because I'm about to play crazy by Niles Barkley. Amazingly beautiful. Oh, thank you. Oh, is he texting me yet? Weiss, is texting me or email? Because I don't know how this works. It might, like, disappear if I don't email it out. And I don't feel like doing that again. No offense. It was a musical journey? Yes. Because you guys always want to hear that type of stuff. So there you go. Sometimes you got that piano puts me in the zone. Oh, big time. Big time. Some of those riffs were good in there. There's a couple parts that I was like, nah, it's all right. But it's 20 minutes long, guys. There were parts, though, that I was like, I'm glad I'm recording this. Because there was a few. Oh, here we go. Sweet. 1 second. Mail. Here we go. All right, buddy. There you go. How do I send this off? There must just be a send button, right? There it is. There we go. This message has no subject. He'll understand. I remember when, I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that day. Even your emotions had an echo with so much space. When you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of. Weiss, if that audio isn't as good as you need it to be, you can put it in GarageBand and like tweak it a bit. And also you can pull the audio off this video because I lowered the gain. So it probably sounds pretty good through this. I don't think I peaked at all on it. I'm recording this as well, but you can just pull it off of this video. And if there's parts you don't like, you can always cut it out and just loop another part. It's really not that hard with GarageBand. Subscribe to unauthorized.tv. Thank you. I appreciate you guys pumping me up in the chat. What do you guys want to hear? It's so funny. I was like playing and reading at the same time, and people were like, I got to get my hands on some turpentine. Dude, I had the funniest conversation with my trainer buddy that I talk about sometimes. He's coming up to visit next month. I'm so excited. But we have a new theme. It's called Terp. Because he's the one who told me about the turpentine cleanse. Again, it's the pine gum, not the stuff that you buy you get it. He wrote, have you done the terp? I wrote, big time. Dude, I am the terp. He wrote, LOL, don't go too far. Swim only as far as you can swim back. I wrote, roll the dice. Because he's the one who originally sent me that Charles Bukowski poem. And he wrote, LOL, haha. I go, if you aren't willing to go all the way, don't even start, because it's in Bukowski. And he wrote, I'm familiar with the poem. I write, isolation is a gift, because it's in the poem. And then we keep talking. I wrote, he wrote, the challenge is this. The farther you go, the less you can relate to humanity. I wrote, it requires more terp than you're comfortable with. He says, our humanity is a bunch of Coca-Cola drinking trolls. I wrote, the less you relate to the fake humanity. He wrote, exactly. He said, did you kill your demons? I said, yes, they're all dead. He said, was it emotional? I said, very. He said, explain. I said, I felt trauma coming out of my skin. He said, do you feel more love now? I said, yes, much more. We hold trauma and fat in our gut. And then he said, within the tissues. I said, I started playing the violin again. He said, that's beautiful. He said, vibrating God's message. I said, the music started pouring out of me. He said, we are empty vessels. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, he's one of the best trainers in the whole world. So it's like that level of training, it becomes bigger than back lunges. He wrote, everything is perfect. We are synchronicity. Like, we started getting intense. I said, trauma causes emotional triggering. And then he told me about his newest cleanse. There's another couple things that we're talking about. Oh, this is just a really funny thing I wanted to tell you guys. I was talking about, I'm talking about Adam and Eve. I said, the apple had the first worm parasite. I said, Adam needed terp. I said, the serpent in the garden was a worm. They needed terp. All right, that's about all I really want to talk about right now. And then he said, make sure you don't overdo it, bro, because he knows me. Because he was pitching me an idea for a documentary title, and I just said, how about Waiting for the Worms? And he wrote, make sure you don't overdo it, bro. I said, I'm not. But I also haven't eaten sugar or bread in a month. Big worm killer. He said, starve them out. And then I texted a bunch about what words mean in like theater and entertainment and government and like all the, and then he didn't write me back. Classic. All right, Gunner's Dream, here we go. Like, when I go too far off the res, he's like, stop. All right. Floating down through the clouds, memories come rushing up to meet me now. But in the space between the heavens and the corner of some foreign field, I had a dream. Goodbye, Max. Goodbye, Ma. After the service, when you're walking slowly to the car, and the silver in her hair shines in the cold November air, you hear the tolling bell and touch the silk. As the teardrops rise to meet the comfort of the band, you take her frail hand and hold on to the dream, a place to stay, enough to eat, somewhere old heroes shuffle safely down the street, where you can speak out loud about your doubt and fear. And what's more, no one ever disappears. You never hear their standard issue kicking in your door. You can relax on both sides of the tracks, and maniacs don't blow holes in bandsmen by remote control. And everyone has recourse to the law. light going round and round my brain. The dream is driving me insane. In the corner of some foreign field, the gunner sleeps tonight. What's done is done. We cannot just write off his final scene. Take heed of his dream. I love that song. Yeah, and the empty vessel thing. It's all about getting your physical body to be as to get rid of as much noise in it as possible. And that connects you back. That allows you to be a conduit to Logos. That's my theory, and I know it's true. I can feel it. When you dial in your diet, when you kick addictions, it hurts for a bit. There's pain, man. There's pain. When your body is like getting rid of the parasites and the demons, and it's still there. I mean, that's the thing. I think like the real struggle is dealing with it on a daily basis, you know? But getting your physicalities right will help your mind connect. And that's just a fact. Like, people can reverse dementia and Alzheimer's with getting rid of heavy metals in their body. What else you guys want to hear? Your body, that's why these are called temples. Your body is a temple. It's true. Don't rub your hands. It will be your... I think there's something going on with this. Like, maybe they're trying to get some static electricity or something. Maybe the Grabber's here. No way, the Grabber's here? That's awesome. Your video today caused a stir in the seeds. Oh, yeah, they... Owen Benjamin Bear Cave and False Witness Bear, the video today both got taken down for hate speech. It's just so absurd. Today was one of the happiest ones. I played Harrison Bergeron and showed how hoaxed events and fearful events... make people, you know, accept communism and Luciferianism when they never would, because what we really need is inspiration. The real killer of man is not nuclear bombs and Holocaust and racist cops. It's depression. It's I don't want to bring a baby into this world, you know. I want it to, the pain to go away, you know. And so most of that pain is fake. It's fake. It's lied to you. And so I was illustrating that today, and they called it hate speech. I didn't get mad. I was like fascinating, because it's like they really do see love as hate. It's the exact upside down. Owen, you're a Schmendrick. Get back to Hollywood like a good boy. Hey, Grabber. Over the target. Yeah, but over the target. It's in here though. It's like it really is a personal battle. I was talking to Kevin about, you know, what this world is. And it's almost like a training exercise for your soul. I was like, fear is like sugar. He was laughing because that's what he relates to. He's so dialed in just to the physical of the world. And today I had so much love and hope. Right, that's why they called it hate. I used to get mad about it. I used to be like, there was so much love in there. Who made this mistake? I totally get it now. Vonnegut was a bit graveled. He wrote because he was of it. It doesn't matter. Art transcends the man. You know, you don't think that Connor Oberst was graveled when he wrote, "This is the first day of my life." I'm willing to bet that he had no idea that that was a song from the point of view of a baby to his mother. And it's so clearly that. There's no chance in hell he's even pro-life. But like, it's the perfect song to show the love of a baby to a mother. The art transcends the man. That's what it means, being an empty vessel. You know, Harrison Bergeron was a cautionary tale. And even if he's trying not to, there's nothing you can do. It really is bigger than it. Like, people can grabble all they want, but the art is like, it transcends. Like, good, like honest art transcends. And you can't stop it. You can't. Because everybody needs it to live. Man can't live on bread alone. That's so true. And it's like, Yeah, God is a musician. I mean, all the luminaries are literally vibrating in an orchestra in the sky. And so Lucifer was the head of the choir, and he wanted to be bigger than the song. He wanted a bigger solo. It's so obvious. It's so obvious at this point. And that's why when they're like, hate speech, like I took a screenshot of it. I'll tell you exactly what it says. It really doesn't get me mad. Things really are going the way they absolutely should. It said, this video has been removed for violating YouTube's policy on hate speech. Learn more about combating hate speech in your country. There was so much love in my video today. It was me and my wife, the alpacas, you know, jokes, community. And it's like, it doesn't make me mad or feeling slighted at all, because we're now seeing YouTube failing. You know, YouTube will still have videos and people listen to YouTube and stuff, but no one likes it anymore. And it's like, there's no threat from these people, from these forces. None. Where's the grab? Where's the grab? We'll say more funny stuff. I used to get so mad. I was like, they're extinguishing beauty. Why would they do that? And it's like, they can't. Yeah, I caught that in midair. I know, it's so weird. I really think my IQ is going up from all the detoxing. It's insane. Like, it's the type of thing where if a fork falls off the table, I've just been like grabbing stuff. Bizarre. All right, so the devil is a drama kid. Yeah, I've been saying that for a while. They really are. That's why the theater of war, bad actors, it's wild. Saying holla folks more than 3 times and you're out, grab a rope. But they can't even stop it, because it's one thing. I understand if it's people that really have an agenda and they're like mean and angry about it. But it's like when you're literally just like, oh, I understand it. This is what it's being used for. It can even free the mind of the very people that it claims were hurt that believe it. Because they're suffering just like anybody else under that wicked spell. And it's like, when you really don't have hate in your heart, when you're talking and someone calls you hateful, it doesn't bother you. You're like, wow, what's it like to be so wrong? The film Limitless was about mindset. Guys, don't overdo it. See, he knows me. So it's like, when he says don't overdo it, he knows. I was his client that lost the most amount of weight he's ever had. I lost like 70 pounds in 2 months because I take orders very well and I respond to passion extremely well. Like when he was like honest with me and told me I was fat and how to not be fat, I was inspired, and then I got chiseled because it was more just inspired by him. So he knows me. He knows that like when he unleashes me on a new thing, it's like, dude, don't drink all the turpentine. My roommates are watching America's Got Talent. First thing, tranny dancing around. But it's just, I legit understand, like, pray for your roommate. It doesn't hurt anybody. You're just like, what are you doing? It's like seeing someone just stabbing themselves with a fork and you're like, I don't know. Went too hard at the terp and sniped blood and peed blood for a couple days. I don't believe that, but that's pretty funny, Homestead Bear. I don't know if anyone can go that hard on the terp unless it's not like, unless it's like art supply turpentine made from paper. All right. When Chinese say goodbye, they say so wrong. That's funny. YouTube is a cheap whore. Everyone using soon. It'll always be there, I think. It'll always be this propped up place. But it's just like people want to hear it. And they're saying no. And they think that's going to work. There's so few of the people doing it. It's like, I might write a children's book of life from the point of view of my goats and how they view me, and they keep calling me they, you know, about how I'm getting them hooked on grain and how I sneak, you know, it's going to be the whole metaphor, except the farmer is me and it's goats, and it'll be funny. It won't be hooked on grain. I'll keep it cleaner. But it's like, when you understand how this works, where they try to homogenize culture and make the milk white, it's called culture. When you see that, you're like, wow, we are being farmed by a very small amount of people. And they feed off control, and their mechanism is fear. Like the electric fence is fear. And when you understand that if you have 20, 30 goats, because it's not the situation like I'm in with my goats, because I provide a better environment than they could provide. Like the fear farmers, they're so little. Like, my goats could take me out. Like, it's not, there's just one of me. And if they didn't just follow all the treats and the patterns and the sticks and the carrots, like, I'd have no shot. These are giant animals. It's hilarious. It makes me laugh when I picture the devil in diapers. It's pretty funny. I sense sodomy around Santos. I don't even know what Santos is. BB, I'll let you know how this bleach cleanse glows bottoms up. It's a bad idea, peanut bear. Bottoms up. Oh, that's pretty funny. Mock it all you want. I mean, it's detoxing works. All right, what do you guys want to hear? Rare request, Everett Brothers. I don't know the Everett Brothers. Everett Brothers. BB, fear means F everything and run or face everything and recover. Well, no, it's like it's better to be alert and cautious or yielding or like it's not bad to be aware and recognize danger. Fear is like a drug. It's like being drunk. Fear doesn't do anything for you. It doesn't alert you. It doesn't help you. It's like flooding your muscles with lactic acid so you just do nothing. Like fear doesn't mean not having even worry. You know, I have worry. You know, getting to the point of no worry would be pretty awesome. But when I say fear, I just mean that like your imagination, your mind gets turned on itself like a loop, like a feedback loop. And then you start Major Tom. Yeah, I can do Major Tom. And then you just start creating your own hell in your mind. It happens all the time. I see it all the time. There's millions of women that kill their own babies because of darkness that doesn't exist in reality. It's like, that's the plague. That's the Holocaust. It's not these black and white grainy movies with songs and horrific images. That's all manipulation. It's not real. What's real is a woman walking into a Planned Parenthood and killing her own baby because of the images she sees on screens and the parasites in her gut. That's real. That's the murderer. And you can't see it unless you stop being afraid of the gulags and the CIA and Mossad and social shame and being poor and having your girl leave you. Like the fact that I've gotten through all that and been like, okay, what's up? That's when you can really see it. That's when you see like what is real in the world. And that's the plague. That's why the next special I do, I'm already writing, Follow You Into the Dark, I'll do that. That's why the next special I'm writing is all about men and women. I'm going to have zero gravy in it. I mean, it'll be one of my funniest specials, I promise. I'm finally ready to get back to men and women being different. That's my best stuff. Like, that's my best comedy. Like, why women are crazy, why men are pigs, like all those big jokes. I'm already writing those jokes again. Like, I have all these ideas for jokes about me and Amy, because like the threat has passed. It was like a scam. Like I was so fascinated with saying words I wasn't allowed to say to show I could and all this stuff. And then I'm out. I'm like, maybe it'll come back. Maybe I'll, you know, there'll be another wave of it, but I don't care anymore about like Jews or anything. Like I don't know. Like now what I'm finding funny isn't pushing back at the culture war. It's literally me and Amy's Your Married Jokes or Therapy. Yeah, it's my best stuff. It's by far my best material. And I did the edgy stuff better than the people on Netflix because it was truthful, but it's still not my funniest stuff. It's like, I wanted to, I faced the fears. I did jokes about the fears. I mocked the fears. I mocked all the cultural stuff, and now I'm like literally out. Yeah, it's different types of gravy. It's great gravy. Palmer gravy. I enjoy conspiracy talk. Like, I like doing that every day on my live streams. It's like what my hobby is. I enjoy it. It doesn't scare me. There was a time when I thought the world was falling apart. It's like literally past. I think a lot of it does have to do with physical health. And also just like seeing that nothing happen, like what the threat is statistically, like without emotion, without trauma, what is people's actual threats? Sweet comedy returns to family. Dude, I love comedy. I love family comedy. Family comedy is like one of the things that I don't have to swear at all or be at all abrasive. And it's so funny to me. I mean, I don't know of everybody. Like, I'm already starting to write down. Like stuff like having two little kids, like the little kid. Like, I don't have punchlines yet for it, but like, you know, when we're like, Charlie, where's your nose? And Walter just comes in. He's like, here's my nose. And like how you deal with that, where it's like Charlie's just learning how to talk. Cause it, you know, Charlie still doesn't talk. And I think part of it is because his brother talks for him. And we're like, Charlie, where's your ear? And Walter's like, ear. And we're like, great. You know, he's three. So we're still encouraging it, but we're like, hey buddy, you know, and I don't know how I'm going to end the joke, but like those type of scenarios are funny. Or like the pillow cold war me and my wife have on the bed, like how she stacks all these pillows and I just keep putting them on the ground every night and we've never talked about it for years. Or like this sciatica situation where I'm trying to like solve it and it's just I keep bringing her like weird rolling pads and YouTube videos and now like, you know, like that type of stuff. It's hilarious. The best comedy is organic. Yeah, and I'm just so not intrigued by like Jewish fear porn anymore. Like, yeah, they're just sitting around. It's right out of the Wizard of Oz. It's like, they really do. They have a giant screen and smoke and mirrors, and they just scare everybody to go to the opium fields and die. It's done. It's just like, hey, buddy, we get it. You vape. Kids blowing bubbles. That's funny. Kids blowing bubbles and vaping. That's really funny. Kids blowing bubbles and vaping. Because I have a theater that's down to film me again. Dad jokes. Yeah, I should do a whole special just called Dad Jokes. Charlie's too busy plotting to speak. Yeah, yeah. Do you need a basket? Oh, that's a good punchline. Okay, do you need a basket? What do I do with my hands also is a big one. Do you need a basket? What do I do with my hands? And then, do you think past lives could be a thing? I have no idea. I don't think so, but I don't know. Putting a three-year-old in the car seat is a great bit. Oh, yeah. You can't put a three-year-old in the car seat. Who doesn't want to? What about one where Amy's obsessed with having, you know, having the kid's top strap like right there, but yet she doesn't seem to care about my seatbelt at all? That's kind of funny. Amy doesn't seem to care about my seatbelt placement. Dad jokes is a good idea. Yeah. You have so much material right in your yard. Dude, all day. It's like I could do an entire set about animals. You should write something about. I wrote a great bit for Pete Davidson. Yeah, see, that's the thing is when I'm in the zone, I don't even want to make fun of how filthy he is. Kids get quiet when getting into stuff. Yeah. When they're quiet, that's when they're digging dirt. They are quiet. It's when they found the advent calendars. When they're quiet is when they are most dangerous. And I think how like little kids, it's really funny for a little kid to it's funny to not want life insurance because although I love everyone around me, I don't want anybody to have any ideas. Old seatbelts with a mother's right arm. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, between old seatbelts. Like when I was a kid, we would just bounce in the back seat. There weren't even seatbelts in the back seat. Old seatbelts. This is going to be my best special. Should just be called Degrabbled. BB, I tell dad jokes. Sometimes he laughs. When you hear, I didn't do it before you even ask. Yeah. They're not that old yet, but we're getting there. Please don't stop making Jew jokes, Owen. I will on my stream, but stand-up, it's not as funny to me. Stand-up for me is all about men and women. It was my whole career. I don't know if you guys remember, but when I was like, quote-unquote, kicked out of Hollywood, my main stuff was men and women. And that was already ruffling some feathers because it was pretty obvious that they're different. I can write you a policy when you change your mind, BB. I'll never have life insurance. I never want a financial motivation for my own death. This reminds me. But you say you don't care about your family? Dude, I'm literally planning. I want my family to be able to eat forever. No, I don't want a financial. I don't want anyone. Actually, maybe I should get a life insurance policy so that the small hats don't have an excuse to whack me. That's a good idea. I should get one for like $50 million and get it at like, you know, Grabler Inc. So it's like, eh? You really want to pay that out? Giving your kids and dogs the same command. That's funny. Yeah, when you have four dogs and three kids, it's like, how do you issue the tones differently? You're almost like becoming like an accordion. Overalls laid out on the bed, false flag joke. I don't know what that means. Only the parent wore seatbelts. Men and women are black. I'm sure I'll do more gravy jokes in the future, but I want one that's just men and women. I want a set that you could show your any grandmother and they wouldn't wince at anything. It's challenging, and it's also what I'm like pulled to artistically right now. The understanding what women are saying bit changed my life. You're welcome. It's called inspiring. And you know, it's the one thing artists are supposed to do. They're not supposed to tape a banana to a freaking wall. Get term life. The other flavors are gravel. I don't care about the money. I want to dissuade any grabbler from having any ideas because they have to pay out and they're all working together. The grabbler will make it look like suicide, which isn't covered by life insurance. That's why they do it, isn't it? It's all about life insurance because it's all the same pot of money. Whether or not a grabbler's working for Hollywood or a life insurance policy, they're all like, Sal, did you pay out another insurance policy? You know that we need more dildos. All right, so how do I get a life insurance policy where if I get like Epstein, it's definitely like double payout? That's a crazy thing that suicide doesn't pay out. That's so Hillary Clinton. Suicide is covered. Nice. Nice. Good luck with that. Yeah, and I'll get a $6.66 million policy. Just so that everyone knows that I know what they're up to. Or a $9.11 million one. What'd the grabber say? Mountain Bear had big laughs on the grabber. Ah, I missed him. Where's the grabber? You should really buy coronavirus insurance. I can put you on a plan. Hilarious grabber. God, the grabber's funnier than me. He's really committed to this character. Because he understands how they think perfectly. He's just, because the grabber is always just trying to get you on a plan. It's not this like comic book evil stuff. It's like they scare you and then they sell you a plan. That's all it is. Dude, they do the same thing with like VCR warranties. They're like, someone could put Coca-Cola in your VCR. And it's like, well, my VCR was $15. It's like, well, this warranty is only $20 in case someone puts their wiener in a VCR. Oh, and then they scare you. And then they're like, and you're going to die. And then they're like, fine, grab one. I'll just buy the warranty. And they're like, good boy. Oh. Lucky Larry is good at picking insurance policies. Yeah. My new girlfriend told me her entire family is dead. Her favorite show is Forensic Files. Should I be worried? Yes. Suicide is not covered neither. No, suicide can be covered definitely in a policy. There's no way that there's no way there isn't a policy that doesn't cover it. There's just no way. Not that I would never commit suicide, but it's like when you're on Hillary Clinton's tail, you know how they roll. Sing a song in Obama voice. Okay, I can do that. Grabber really understands Hogan the Switch. You have no idea. Women are gatherers. That's why they like a lot of pillows. Want to know what could be part of the joke? Is that when I posted it, every single answer as to why women do it was different. After 2 years, you can commit suicide on live TV and your policy will pay. Dimitri, nice. I don't know why you're talking about live TV. Sounds like a little bit of, if I didn't know you better, I would think you were pre-programming something. Yeah, it's like every woman's like, well, the reason we do it, and then they'll answer, and they're all different. So there isn't a reason. They have no idea why they do anything. Weak word, I just now, for about 5 minutes, can watch it. Women have a weird attraction with killing. No, they watch it because they want to know how someone else is going to kill them. It's paranoia. It's just, it's grabber paranoia. Like they're, Dimitri, relax. It's like they're so convinced that everyone's going to murder them because of all the, because they're so easy to trick and fool and scare that they just watch endless amounts of these fear porn murder shows because they want to know how someone's going to do it when they do it. All right. It's a shame that you need to consider any of this at all. I don't, it's a joke. No one's going to kill me. It's not happening. The person you should be the most scared of killing you is yourself with your own habits and fear. It's mostly a joke. But every now and then when I really crack a Clinton code, let's just say I lock the doors. Yeah, my sister got $500K for a Hillary type deal. Huh. Your sister had a Hillary? They do it because they saw the other women do it. I don't know why. Kung Fu works for the grabber. He's grabber adjacent, but he's been grab. He's faced the grabber and he's out. Sorry, I get excited about life insurance. I know, Dimitri. It's creepy as hell. It's creepy as all hell. Women love true crime stuff. Yeah, because they want to know how people are going to kill them. It's retarded. All right, I'm going to play you guys another song. Maybe I'm crazy in Obama voice. Okay. I remember when I lost my mind. Nah, it doesn't work. You can't sing with Obama. You can sing with Bob Dylan, but not Obama. I remember when I lost my mind. Something so special about the place. Maybe your emotions had an echo. So much space. When you're out there without care, it was out of touch. Something so pleasant about the place. Wasn't because I didn't know enough. It's because I knew too much. Does that make me crazy? I'm a homo. Yeah, send your war supplies to P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington 93.35. Thank you. Oh, big laughs. Wow, you guys love my Obama voice. That's hilarious. BB, the laying tonight is gravy. It's Illuminati confirmed. It's one-eyed symbolism. I guarantee people will say that. Michelle. Good scrap. What about men's dating channels have all these theories on how women operate, but every woman is different? No, every woman being different isn't the operation situation. Women are a lot of times in a constant state of chaos. That's predictable. The exact chaos they're in doesn't matter. It's just a variable. The variable is chaos. The variable is they will come up with an answer because they don't want anyone to think that there isn't an answer and they will all be different. And many women, it's not that they're being nefarious. Like their answer is different than every other answer. They don't know why they do it is the reality. You ever see women be frustrated and they want to blame you for something, but they can't think of anything? They're like, well, we do it because, I mean, clearly, and they don't know. They just do it because they do it. And they don't, they have no ability of saying, we just do weird shit. I don't know why. I got to write all that down. They don't know why they do pillows, but won't come clean. All right. Status and prestige. It's not though, because no one sees it. Like nobody sees our pillows. I've thought about this a lot. I think it's simply order and nesting. It also could simply be like an image planted in their head from like Pinterest 5 years ago. Like you literally have no idea. It's a combination of nesting, It could be like an appendage, like some sort of vestige of like status, but nobody sees it. Like nobody is going to look at our pillows and say, wow, Amy's a real high status woman. There's no one that goes into our bedroom besides us and our little tiny kids. Live joke writing with the Bears. Legendary. Dude, we've done it for years. I'm just glad to be back with it. I want to play you guys a song now. If you guys like, I'll take two Epstein policies with a side of predatory loans. Who are you talking to? Jake from BB, your bit about a conversation between a man and a woman on the piano illustrates both perfectly. Yeah, guys, listen, I know Jews that well too, and I thought that everyone was going to get super into all my Jew knowledge. Like, I make fun of Jews really well, but people don't care as much as I obviously do. I'd say 5% of the population total cares at all about what the Jews are up to. They want to know men and women. And it's like, it's easy to translate it. It's like, I was like, I figured out women. I'm crushing all these women observations. Everybody's crushing. Wait till they get a load of how much I know about Jews and how they think. And like, don't get me wrong. There's a niche that loves it. But a lot of people are just like, yeah, it's pretty funny, Big Bear. I mean, the grabber mask is funny. But like, why does my wife do the pillow thing? I'm like, you know, the people have spoken. My mom did in the 80s. That means the programming goes back before the 80s. Where is the grabber? I do it for myself. No one else sees it. It's how I start my day. Yeah, but when women say they do it for themselves, that doesn't mean anything. They also say the same thing about breast implants. These are for me. It's for me. Eyes up here. Imagine if a guy got giant fake testicles and they're wheelbarrowing them around. They're like, this is because of me. Don't look at them. It's my esteem. It's not, you don't do anything for you. That doesn't make any sense. You do it because of some reason that we haven't figured out yet. I'm part of the 5%. Nice. Maybe 10% these days. People want to know what they're up to. Like when anytime a woman says I do it for me, that doesn't mean anything. That's like a guy just like bashing someone like in a road rage situation, just beating a guy to death with a hammer and being like, I do it for me. This is how I unwind. I don't even care if he's dead. I do it because it's for me and no one else. I like to, when I'm upset, swing wildly at someone I've deemed bad at their head. BB, are you planning a tour? Just started to, yes. Once I got inspired for the next hour, yes, I am already starting to plan a tour. It'll take a while, though, but pillow and candle equals sex appeal? Interesting. The South Park episode with the scrotum. I'm writing down big laughs, okay? So we will be writing down I do it for me. All right. I can't find the perfect pillow. And that made me LOL nice. Has anyone ever seen Owen and the Grabber in the same room? Aha! Okay. I live alone, so it truly is for me. No, you're missing the entire point. My wife doesn't do it for any other people either. But why do you do it, though? You know, that's like when I'm telling guys to stop watching pornography. Like, if they say, I do it for me, there's no one else around watching me. It's like, that isn't an answer. You're doing it for blah, 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 blah. When a woman does something, it's not, I do it for me doesn't mean anything. And if a woman like really thinks about her words before saying it, it's a symbol of luxury and comfort. Billionaires do it and trickle down probably for millennia. There it is. I think Mariko has something there. When she's talking about status, I think it's just monkey see, monkey do, where it's like, this is what the wealthy do. So this is what I want my bed to look like. And since pillows are much cheaper than like, you know, infinity pools and stuff. I think it's just something. But see, my wife isn't a status person, but she still does it. So it's like, it's very interesting. BB, that's exactly what I told my new age friends about tolerance. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. Tolerance, are you tolerant to, like, just go right at them with it. Are you tolerant to pedophiles? When someone's like, I'm into free, I don't believe in censorship. Would you take down kiddie porn? Well, yeah, obviously. Okay, well, so there is a line. Tell me why, and then we'll establish where the actual line is, you child. It looks nice aesthetic. I'm not buying that it just looks nice. because it doesn't, it's like, I mean, it's stupid, but I'm not mad at it. I accept it. It's just like, it's when something, because usually I can figure out women, like why they do what they do. It makes like logical sense when you understand that. We love beautiful things, BB. You're missing the whole point. Why do you put that, like, so many pillows in a V? Okay, why wouldn't you do it on the couch? Like a couch, you don't sit. Everybody has a couch that they don't really sit on very often. Like, why not do your elaborate pillow displays on the couch that no one sits on? And so, because the bed, it's like you pick them off the ground every day when your husband puts them on the ground, and you put it back every day for like the 1 minute that you see it. And if your husband goes to bed before you never get to see it. It's just an activity for nothing. It is feminine. That doesn't do it for me with the pillow thing. And I know that because I'm getting flack, I know I'm over a target. You know, the fact that I'm Social Galactic, I got like 30 responses, all different, where people are like laughing or like Big Bear. I mean, it's clearly, and then it would just all be different. It is disturbed. You can easily notice nesting. All yeah, I think it's basically nesting, and imprinting of how the wealthy act. That's my guess. Because if it's about aesthetic, you would do it in a place you'd see the pillows more that wouldn't be disturbed every day. It looks pretty. No, I'm explaining why that doesn't mean anything. Oh, you guys want to hear something insanely funny? You know how in the pomegranate thing, I just randomly called the student being kicked out Gary Goldstein. Does anyone remember that? Anyone remember? I want confirmation before I tell you the hilarious gravy. Remember when I was like Gary Goldstein with the no pomegranates? You guys remember? As soon as one person remembers, I got to tell you something insanely funny. It makes her happy. Right. Okay. It makes you happy just to say nonsense. Why? Because, and why do you care? People have been saying that to me forever until they realize why I care. And then they're like, oh, that's exactly what you should care about. Good call. And then they just do it again and again. Because if you understand why it makes her happy, you can make her more happy in your life. Does that make sense? Because it makes her happy. Just leave her alone. Okay. When you understand why, you can maximize your wife's happiness because you know the pattern that makes happiness. Does no one see that? All right. Goldstein's dad is named Gary Goldstein. Dude, he texted me, like, telling me that it was really funny. He's like, by the way, my dad's named Gary Goldstein. I mean, it just never ends. It never ends. Gary Goldstein is someone, is that Dimitri's cousin? Nice. Yeah, it's Tyler's dad's name is Gary Goldstein. I'm like, yeah, you're Gary Goldstein. Just never, it never ends. Just the synchronicities just never end. So when people are like, why do you care? It just makes you happy. Again. Because I actually care about what makes her happy. How dare you? It's like, if you know what the cause of happiness is on a fractal level, you can then apply it to like 1,000 more things. So what is it about it that makes her happy? And then you can look at other aspects of your life and make her more happy. And you can also understand how to make her unhappy and how to avoid that. How dare you? It's like, how do people not think ever? They just don't think. They just don't. It's like, it just makes her happy. End it. It's like, well, I actually love my wife and want to make her happy. So if I know why, then I can, you know, stop sabotaging her happiness in ways that I can't even comprehend because that this makes no sense. If something that illogical makes someone you love deeply happy, you want to know why so that you can escalate the happiness. That's why people are always like, Amy's always smiling. What a wonderful person. It's like, yeah, she's married to a fractal, you know, pattern recognizing man who's obsessed with making her happy. You don't think that's related? You don't think I know what makes my wife happy, which is why, you know, she's a naturally glowing person. But I, you know, when you're around someone all the time that understands the engine that makes a human being happy? That's the Big Bear. Okay, so someone a while ago requested it with one of these cyber diamonds, so I really appreciate that. It was Ground Control. Man, I might be losing my voice a little. I drank about a gallon and a half of turpentine before firing up the live stream. It's a joke, autists. Ground Control. I don't know what the song is. I gotta feed the goats again. Here we go. Ground Control to Major Tom. Ground Control to Major Tom. There's a truth drop in this, by the way. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. 10, Ground Control. 9, to Major Tom. 8, 7, 6, commencing countdown, engines up. 3, 2, check ignition and may God's love be with you. Liftoff. This is Ground Control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade. And the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule, if you dare. This is Major Tom to Ground Control. I'm stepping through the door, and I'm floating in the most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today,
right here, for here, right here, and I'm sitting in a tin can. Basically saying that the lem is a tin can. Far above the world, planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do. Though I've crossed 100,000 miles, I'm feeling very still.
Guys, 100,000 miles isn't even halfway to the moon. Allegedly, the moon isn't 240,000 miles away. And I think my spaceship knows which way to go. Tell my wife I love her very much. She knows. Ground Control to Major Tom. The circuit's dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, Major Tom? Fear porn. All right. What else you guys want to hear? Oh, it's no fun. It's no fun. It's funny because like my buddy was like, yeah, the more you elevate, the less you relate to humanity. I'm like, no, not the bears. The less you relate to retards. You know, when I'm breaking this down, if someone wants to be like, you just ruined this song for me, I'm like, get. And I'm not saying you have to leave. It's just like if you want to bring that garbage attitude here and not enjoy the piping hot smoking gravy, the country gravy, to dip your biscuits in. It's like there's plenty of options for you to go talk about how just non-grabbled all these songs are. It's, I mean, just go to the Daily Wire, just clock in, you know? Just clock right into the Daily Wire. They'll give you a dose of poop. Pink Floyd, Nobody Home. Yeah, I'll make sure I get the right words for this one. Nobody Home. There we go. Turmeric and warm water for the throat, BB. Thank you, On Benjamin Band. JFK was a pumpkin head. He had a head wound. I love this song. Pink Floyd is my favorite band of all time. There's no question. Not my favorite music. I mean, favorite musicians, Beethoven, Shostakovich, Bach, Chopin, Philip Glass has some good stuff. I don't know, there's a lot, but as far as a band, I mean, how do you get better than this stuff?
I got a little black book with my poems in. Got a bag with a toothbrush and a comb in. When I'm a good dog, they sometimes throw me a bone in. I got elastic bands keeping my shoes on. Got those swollen hand blues. I got 13 channels of shit on the TV to choose from. I've got electric light. And I've got second sight. I've got amazing powers of observation.
And that is how I know.
When I try to get through. Obligatory Hendrix Pym and the inevitable pinhole burns all down front of my favorite satin shirt. I've got nicotine stains on my fingers. I got a silver spoon on a chain. Got a grand piano to prop up my mortal remains. I got wild staring eyes, and I've got a strong urge to fly, but I've got nowhere to fly to, fly to, fly to, fly to. Ooh, babe, when I pick up the phone,
got a pair of Go Hills boots, and I've got fade-in roots. Where the hell are you? Where the hell are you, Captain? It's a beautiful song. Beautiful, right? It's just such good writers. That's a beautiful line. The whole thing is, I've got a strong urge to fly, but I've got nowhere to fly. You always have somewhere to fly. It's like the voice, that's the voice of the indebted youth in America right now. And because no one's telling you, you can still fly. You know, sometimes I wonder what people are capable of if they weren't told their limitations. Because our minds really do control so much. It's just it's truly mind blowing. The goyim are waking up and organizing. It's not even about organizing. It's about just like you're waking up to not being afraid anymore. That's the most powerful thing you can do. You don't need to fight anything head on. It's like fighting. The whole fight is right here. The fight is not being scared and to be grateful in a time when everyone's telling you not to be grateful. If you can do that, that's more than 1,000 militias. And I'm not saying not to be in a militia or have guns or whatever, but like, the struggle is waking up every day saying, thank you, Lord, for another day. And being like, I will not be afraid again. You are telling us we can still fly. And people are. It's like, it's just, and it's right there. It's right there. You know, it's the Wizard of Oz, those fucking grabbers. It's like, at the end, what's the story? What's the whole thing? Tin Man had a heart the whole time. Cowardly Lion had his roar the whole time. You know, and they all represent, the Cowardly Lion was a cowardly politician. He didn't have to be. The Scarecrow had a brain. The farmer is actually some of the smartest people in the world. The Tin Man was the industrialist, and he had a heart the whole time, you know. And then Dorothy could go home anytime she wanted. Yep, the most powerful thing is just don't buy in. Yeah, it's literally just don't be afraid and be grateful, and you're free. And it's like, it's almost shocking when you're like, that's it? Thin Ice. What about, I wish you were here. Hit your knees in the AM and PM. Allegedly the verse I can do all of them. You're so right, BB. Dude, it's like so It's so simply profound. And that's why sometimes people find Jesus in this prison cell. And people don't understand that. It's like when everything's stripped of you, sometimes is the time when you really see the light. It's like when I was going through all that in Saranac Lake, that was like, whoa. And it's still like expanding and growing, and I'm understanding a lot of stuff. Like there's a lot I don't know. I still have trauma. But it's like, what can they really take? And who's they? You know, we're being farmed, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't really have that much of an influence on your life, if you really think about it. Wish you were here. Here we go. BB, play something subversive or obscene that would really make my evening special. The Grabbler. I wanna F you like a bank. I'll sing a Grabbler version of Closer. You let me violate you. This is from the point of view of the Grabbler. You let me desecrate you. You let me penetrate you. You let me complicate you. Help me, I'm drowning in student debt. Help me, I've got nowhere to fly. Help me, all the media is lying to me. They're saying that girls are guys. The Grabber wants to put you in debt like a bank. There you go, Grabber. I want to drink you all the niggles. I'm dying this perfect. Yeah. It's just like you let me violate you. That's the Grabbler. I want to F you like a bank. Exactly. I want the loan to be predatory. I'll get you addicted to Oxycontin so you can't go to work. Help me. My worms are on my insides. Help me, FDA approves poison. Help me, vaccines have done something. Help me give a world to my son that isn't grabbled by the Grabbler. I want to loan you like an animal. I want to buy and sell you like an animal. I want to trade you on the stock market. I want to indent you like an animal. White, black, yellow, red is your corporate designation. You think Constitution applies to you. You don't get the black's attorney in robes. All right. Penetrate is such a violating word. Yeah. And even without the sexual connotation, it's like you let me penetrate you. People letting someone penetrate their mind is way worse than rape. Oh, how dare you? It doesn't work on me. Just take the how dare you somewhere else. It's like if you let your entire world be framed by people that want to keep you in a prison, you're done. You know, because that's what the dream factory is. That's what DreamWorks is. It's to make your own dreams. So crazy how we still wear cuffs and collars. Well, I mean, we know what the tie is, I think, right? All right. What do you guys want to hear? What was I just going to play? I was going to play somebody. Wish You Were Here. My Germans are in the South in Texas, unfortunately, in New York City my whole life. I'm part German. It's a good part of my family. Very cool people. Very, very tough. They're like, well, it's another day. That's always how they talk. Like, well, nephew, it's another day. This isn't a real prison of your mind is where they want you. Right, exactly. You let me complicate you. Fourth line, yeah. You let me complicate you. It's beautifully written. And I don't mean beautiful like it's a good message. It's like true. I love anything true. Thank you.
So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Shuffles. safely down the street, where you can speak out loud about your doubt and fear. And what's more, no one ever disappears. You never hear their standard issue kicking in your door. You can relax on both sides of the tracks.
I gotta feed the goats. First day of my life. That's why I always say, like, it doesn't matter what the artist is. You know, when somebody's like, oh, don't you know this guy was just gigging? Truth transcends the man. We're vessels. BB does the best Pink Floyd melodies. Well, I just like, because it's almost like the entire catalog of Pink Floyd is telling one giant story. Between Final Cut, The Wall, Dark Side of the Moon, Wish You Were Here, Animals, Metal, you know, it's like, it's just Shine On You Crazy Diamond could go right into Welcome to the Machine, could go right into, you know, Wish You Were Here. It's just like, it's incredible. Gotta go, BB. I'm going to do Rent, my fourth prostitute of the day. Remember, always take the loans. Bye, Grabber. It's very nice to see you. Go dive deep into your little cave. But thanks for bringing us a little bit of joy, Grabber. This song is about a baby singing to his mother after being born. It's the most anti-abortion song that's ever been written, ever. And I promise you, Conor Oberst had no idea what he was doing. He thought he was writing a song. This is my opinion. He thought he was writing a song about a boy and a girl. And he was writing about a baby and a mother, and he had no idea. And you can't take it back now. It's in the world. Listen to these lyrics. It's the ultimate Mother's Day song, sung from the point of view of a baby. Go back and listen to Big Bear's Wall stream if you haven't already. It's still on YouTube. You'll dig it. Yeah, listen to The Wall. I'm so mildly obsessed. All right. This is the first day of my life. Swear I was born right in the doorway. I went out in the rain. Suddenly everything changed. They're spreading blankets on the beach. Yours was the first face that I saw. Think I was blind before I met you. No, I don't know where I am. I don't know where I've been, but I know where I want to go. So I thought I'd let you know that these things take forever. I especially am slow. But I realized that I need you, and I wondered if I could come home. Remember the time you drove all night just to meet me? Strange, you said everything changed. You felt as if you just woke up, and you said, this is the first day of my life. Glad I didn't die before I met you, but now I don't care. I could go anywhere. Just so good, and it's just exactly about a baby. And the Grab Work could be another account of a bear. We all know. Oh yeah, of course. It's a joke. Obviously, it's a joke. The grabber takes lemons but doesn't give them back, even if it's only part of a penny. Yeah, the grabber. I'm just gonna really quickly see if I can find the first day of my life on BitChute and play it for you guys. When I Hey, love. You good? Yeah, of course. My wife's in a robe, so I'm gonna turn the computer a little bit so no one sees. No, it's fine. I'm just very protective. I think it'll be very beautiful. Huh? Yeah, no, you're good. I'll feed the goats and I'll be in bed. How you feeling? All right, cool. All right, let me first day of my life. Come on, don't be graveled. Still here. You can't gravel me. Take that, grabber. Oh, bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. I didn't realize there's like 15,000 subscribers here. That's crazy. Well done, BitChute. Let me see if I can download it. I don't want to leave it up anywhere. Because I thought it was gone. I don't know how to download from BitChute, so I'm just going to play it on BitChute. You guys can see some of my old life when Walter was first born. This is in one of those high rises in Marina Del Rey that I used to own this condo. We were living a pretty fancy life back then, but still the same dude. You'll see. But it's like this is before I was still repped at CIA when this is when I recorded this. It was Walter was just born. I'm excited to see the old some of the old footage. Yeah. This is my first son had just been born.
It's really interesting to hear a song that you haven't heard in a long time after your life has changed, because the meaning of the song has also changed. The song This Is the First Day of My Life by Bright Eyes, I always thought was just about a couple, a romance song. And then I had a baby, and now I think it's about the love between a mother and her baby. And it's almost like the baby is singing to his mom or her mom, and it's beautiful. And so I'm dedicating this song to my wife Amy and my new baby Walter, my mother Jean. It was the first day of my life when I saw her, and all you moms out there with babies, or have had babies, or want babies, or have just seen a baby, this is for you guys. This is called The First Day of My Life. This is the first day of my life. Swear I was born right in the doorway. I went out in the rain, suddenly everything changed. They're spreading blankets on the beach.
He's doing very well.
You're so sweet.
Yours was the first face that I saw. Think I was blind before I met you. Don't know where I am, don't know where I've been, but I know where I want to go. So I thought I'd let you know that these things, there's no telling. We'll just have to take it slow.
Future possibilities.
Remember the time we drove all night just to meet me in the morning? And you thought it was strange. You said everything changed. You felt as if you just woke up. And you said, "This is the first day of my life." Thank you. Thank you, moms.
That was a good one. That was brought back some memories. Good times. I look like such a boy in that. I'm just like, one understands music. He can certainly sing it if he wants to. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Guys, good. Thank you for the blessed times. Anytime. And so, yeah, I thought this was going to be a real quick one. Turned out to be another rager. I just check out Dave Weiss's new video for his new app. I improvised a 20-minute song in the beginning of this for, you know, so flat earth people can experience gravy rushing all over their body. Hard weeps. Nice. Beautiful BB. All right. Be fruitful and multiply, everybody. Don't be fruity and blow a guy. Babies don't come from blowing guys. They come from love. All right. Come a long way, BB. I know. I was such a... It looked like such a fag.